We'll start the halachas of Hilchos Brachos from the top, I guess, from Hilchos Hamotzi, and we'll work our way down. So just a few points of background into the halachas of Hamotzi. So the Torah says that because I understand the mitzvah, when it says achila is referring to bread, the eager definition of achila in the Torah is bread. So something which is lechem, the Torah gave a chashivas of lechem of achila to lechem. So the person has a meal of lechem. Everything else in the meal is considered part of that meal. It's tofel to the lechem. So we have the concept of ikar and tofel. This is a special twist on the halachas of ikar and tofel, that everything which is part of the meal, which is eaten normally as part of a meal, is considered tofel to the bread, and included in the halacha of the bread automatically, even though you do not eat it actually with the bread, it's not cooked with the bread, it's not eaten with the bread, it's not your normal example of ikar and tofel. It still has the halachas of ikar and tofel. It's part of the meal. And therefore, there will be halachas of certain things which are not considered normally eaten as part of the meal, will need their own bracha, because they're not considered tofel to the bread. So the first point is bread is considered significant, and therefore everything which is eaten with it is included in its bracha. To get that significance of lechem, of bread, Chazal said there's certain points that you need to reach to get that point. It has to be one of the five minei dogen, the five species of grain which we talk about in halacha. The mnemonic to remember the five species of grain is the word browse, B-R-O-W-S. So you have barley, you have rye, not rice, but rye. You have oats, you have wheat, and you have spelt. B-R-O-W-S is the five species of grain are browse. No E at the end. Okay, so the first point you need to, it has to be one of the five types of the species of grain. We will talk about that, what the next question is, it has to be baked, as opposed to if it's boiled, or if it's fried, we'll discussion of it, what happens over there. It has to be something which is made in a way that normally you use it for to make a meal out of it, as opposed to a snack. And those, we'll talk about those halachas. Depending on what's mixed in besides water, fruit juices, oil, etc., spices, what's mixed in will be the fourth issue which we have to look at. And it has to be what the Chazal say, something it's toyar lechem, and it's presented in the form of bread, as opposed to, and not always so clear, as opposed to noodles or something of that sort, which might meet all the other criteria. It's baked, etc., but it's not toyar lechem. So we'll talk about those halachas. So the five points that you have to meet to get the status of lechem, to have the halachas of a mitzi, and everything else being considered a tefillah to it, and not needing its own bracha. And the five points are the five species of grain, the fact that it's baked, the fact that it's made for something which you normally make a meal out of it, depending on what's mixed in, and then it has toyar lechem, it has the appearance in the form of bread. Have a good morning.